Episode number 2324 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, October 27th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Matthew Perry is clearing the air.
Oh, my.
Earlier this week, and ahead of the release of his new upcoming memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing,
yes,
several excerpts of the book were released by Variety and the New York Post, with both outlets sharing sections where he talks about Keanu Reeves.
Which chaps your hide, I know. I know it chaps your hide. You said yesterday.
Don't be dissing on Keanu, man. In one section, Matt is talking about his friendship with the late actor River Phoenix and writes, River was a beautiful man inside and out, too beautiful for this world. Why is it that the original thinkers like River Phoenix and Heath Ledger die, but Keanu Reeves still walks among us?
See, that's bad, Matt.
Not nice,
that's
Matt.
That's not good. Not good.
If it was a joke, it didn't land,
it
Matt.
It didn't land. Once in a while, he tells them, and they don't land.
Yeah, that's true.
I get that. And, you know, he's drug-addled. Don't forget that.
Not so, now.
Well, no, but, I mean, he's been writing this book for a while.
That's true.
And, I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. Thinking, like, do you think he was sitting down at a word processor and typing all this in to, like, a Word document? Or do you think he actually was interviewed by a ghostwriter who actually interviewed him, taped him, and transcribed his conversations?
That's the way most of them do it.
I think that's what they do.
If he was serious, then it just came off as mean.
It now, was mean.
Evidently, Mr. Perry knows that now.
Because he
it's
doesn't want
to
go up. I got to tell you, John Wick would kick his ass.
Oh. John Wick, all he'd have to do is look at him.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Now, because he issued a statement saying, quote, I'm actually a big fan of Keanu. I just chose a random name. My mistake. I apologize.
I don't think so.
I should have used my own name instead.
Well, yes, he probably should have. But still, it was a bad joke. Bad joke.
Bad joke.
And he's talking about dead people, too. Heath Ledger, River Phoenix. They died tragic deaths, by the way. They both overdosed on drugs.
Uh-huh.
Hello? Is there an association between Matt and these two drug-addled people? That's my question.
Who are quite popular.
They were quite popular. So was Matt Perry. I mean, you know, the guy made $1 million a week.
But Keanu Reeves, come on now.
You know what? You know who probably takes offense to this? It's Winona Ryder, Mrs. Keanu Reeves from a movie.
Well, Halle Berry might take offense
She might take offense
and
to
And she
it
could
too.
Kick anyone's ass.
Because she
Including
was in John Wick
yeah.
3. Yeah, well, I don't know if she could kick it.
No, she couldn't.
But anyway, so there you go. Well, I'm sure we've not heard the last of Matt Perry's book.
I honestly don't think he meant anything by it. I don't.
I think it was a joke.
Yeah.
You know, knowing Matt Perry, as I have met him before, we've talked about this, that's the kind of guy he is. So.
And from what it seems to be from always, I think he's always actually been a fan of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, probably. Probably. So there you go.
And it could have been an inside joke, too.
And you know what? Keanu's going to take the high road on this.
Of course.
They're like, I didn't pay any attention to it.
Right.
Matt Perry, who?
Matthew Perry, I wish you the best of luck. Katy Perry suffered a mid-concert eye glitch.
It's a what? Eye glitch?
A mid-concert eye glitch.
What the heck is that?
Well, she's now a meme, by the way.
Oh, she is?
During a recent performance of her Las Vegas play residency, Katy Perry appeared unable to keep her right eye open.
Wow. Maybe she had a little too much eyelash makeup or something.
Maybe
false eyelashes got glued shut.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Because
she had some serious lashes on.
Yeah, well, of course.
She even pressed her finger against her temple in a seeming effort to keep her eyelid from drooping.
Oh, I wonder if that's more like a Bell's palsy thing.
Well, it kind
twitch.
Of is a...
It's a twitch.
A bit... It, well, it's more than a twitch, though.
Yeah, so, but I've kind of had that once in a while.
She eventually...
Yeah.
Yeah, but it kind of closed almost.
Oh, okay.
So she managed to raise her eyelid and proceeded to keep both eyes wide open for several moments.
Well, there you go. That's something.
Now, the odd display, as you can imagine, because, well, you know.
Yes, we know.
It's gone viral.
What happens in Vegas?
Ends up on YouTube.
That's right.
And naturally, it was met with reactions from Katie Katz that range from concerned.
Well, yeah, of course.
To quite amused. Quite amused. And it's there's a video.
Mm-hmm.
That has received more than 19 million views since it posted on TikTok on Sunday.
Of course it has. And that's the deal. That's what we're all about. Katy Perry and her twitchy eye.
But you got to wonder, I'm still wondering what exactly happened.
She's not going to say anything.
Some people think it's eyelash glue getting stuck to her bottom lid.
I think it is too, but it also could be a twitch. And again, the way you described it, I've had that happen. In fact, I've had it happen recently, a couple of months ago. For about a week, my eye was like that. It was droopy, and it was twitchy, and it was driving me insane.
But this is different than a twitch. This is more like almost like a paralysis.
I know, but I couldn't like hold it open. It was droopy.
I haven't seen you. You weren't winking at me at all.
I don't wink at you ever. Hello. That's not in the job description. No winking. Winking is bad because you get you get your face slapped. B, you get sued like Harvey Weinstein.
Hey, remember Justin Bieber had this whole eye thing.
Oh, you know what he did, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Maybe it is some sort of like mild paralysis in your face. Or
I think something's going on. We'll have to wait
Botox.
Till she gives us a whole thing, gives us an explanation. Nah, it wasn't Botox.
I don't know. But you know what? Katy Perry's probably not above any of that. I'm pretty sure. Anyway.
She's a natural beauty.
She is a natural beauty. And she takes it. She's not very serious about it. That's for sure. She pretty much will joke with the best of them. Remember when she went to Raging Waters some years ago, and her bathing suit bottom came off when she slid down the waters? Like, she goes, "I'm proud of the way that ass looks."
If I were her, I'd probably have my ass bared all the time.
Yeah, well, all right. With our apologies to. I guess to Katy Perry's eye. And
to Katy Perry's eye.
And
yes.
To Halle Berry as well. Or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.